How's it going?
Be quiet, I'm trying to watch Bloodlock.
Fuck you.
Oh, you're saying it's a Bloodlock, right?
I was just repeating what they were saying.
Oh. I don't know her name, I just know
Bloodlock. It's actually, I don't know what the vampire's name is.
What's a Bloodlock?
Bloodlock.
Oh, Bloodlock.
Bloodlock.
Is that Josh when he gets a cut?
Yeah. Josh Bloodlock.
I see.
It's a movie about people that buy a house and there's a door in a basement that has a symbol on it. And I guess a bloodlock, although it doesn't need blood to open. They drill it open.
You're talking Bloodlock?
Talking about Bloodlock. And then they open the door and a vampire comes out and he bites everybody.
Huh. I watched a movie the other day that had the Barbarian Brothers not playing barbarians.
Most of their movies, they're not playing barbarians, actually.
Oh.
They are in their hearts.
I mean, I think they're only barbarians in that Barbarians movie.
Are they?
Yeah. Titled The Barbarians.
Starring the Barbarian Brothers.
Well, I think that's why they're called the Barbarian Brothers.
I see. So
I don't know. I'm not a Barbarian Brothers historian.
You're not a I don't even know what to call it. Barb head?
I am a barb head. Come on.
A barb head. So, what's new?
Oh, nothing.
Oh, hey, welcome to week 649 of the Crankcast. Just in case you were keeping count.
Sounds like we have a theme song this week.
Jack and Rose are spinning in the next room.
Nice. Are they whirling like dervishes? Oh, it's St. Patrick's Day, isn't it?
Did you just go away, or are you just being quiet?
I'm here. Are you there?
Craig?
Mike? Mike?
I can't tell if he's fucking with me.
Mike? Hello?
Is that working?
That's working now. I've been trying to call you back, but it wasn't going through.
Yeah, I noticed.
Bloodlock. Shut up, Ryan.
Do you think it was Bloodlock?
Oh, man, dude. The Bloodlock has infected your system.
So do you record all of the problems, too?
Well, I was getting ready to stop the recording, but since you called back...
So you do record... So, when you put the show up, do you edit that out?
Yeah.
Oh, so I thought you weren't doing any editing anymore.
No, I still edit. Ooh. I don't heavily edit like I used to when I used to cut out pauses and things to make it flow better and make more sense.
Why don't you ever put the music in then?
That's more like work. This is just quick things to cut out snippets of stuff.
Okay.
It wasn't the putting the music in that was work. It was the finding the music and et cetera, et cetera. Having to go through it, listen to it, decide if I liked it.
My favorite was when you would talk about a song in the podcast and then you would put the song behind you talking.
Oh, yeah. Those were good times.
I used to love that. That was funny.
I think I did something like that not that long ago.
Really?
I seem to remember... But I don't remember what it was. Huh.
Was it the episode that I was just reading Dick Buckus's Wikipedia page to see what the name of his children were? Is that going to be something in the background? Because that was really boring.
Yeah, I think I had the Pina Colada song running behind that. Yeah.
Yay. Why is Superman so shiny?
Or Wind Beneath My Wings.
Shiny as hell.
Who's shiny?
Superman. I guess Superman's shiny now.
Why is Superman shiny? Did he go all chrome?
I don't know.
I think it's just how
Oh, it's Ross Stewart. He looks shiny as hell.
He's Chinese.
He doesn't usually look like that.
Well, that'll
maybe that really.
Why is he so shiny?
Maybe it's the they're going with like the Nick also, Cage costume.
Where the hell is that light coming from?
That'll make for.
It's hitting his face.
Oh, yeah,
so
I,
hard.
I always forget about that thing. That the that almost happened.
Yeah, the shiny one.
Well, Nick Cage is Superman. Yeah, I mean.
Mm-hmm.
Just I forget that almost was a thing.
Almost.
But maybe it's just setting it up to bring back chromium covers.
Chromium covers?
Chromio. I could do some chromio covers.
Chromium. Chromio's a band.
I've been watching a lot of guitar videos.
Are you improving your chops?
No, I haven't played any guitar. I've been watching a lot of videos, though.
How come?
It's very they're kind of fun and soothing.
Yeah, good.
But I don't have any desire to play.
So when you say guitar videos, you mean like guitar instructional videos?
Yeah.
Okay.
I watched one on Alex Lifeson teaching you how to play Tom Sawyer.
Did we talk about that he straight up said that Rush's broke up?
Yeah, they've been broke up.
No, like he made it official or like publicly announced it or whatever.
They publicly announced it a while back.
No, they didn't.
Oh my gosh, you guys.
Yes, they're broken up. I knew that.
Aren't you sad?
They were together for 40 years.
I know, but that's sad. That's like your parents getting divorced.
They're still friends. It's not like they're not.
Is that really like your parents getting divorced?
Yeah.
It's just like your parents getting divorced.
I don't think that's true.
Exactly.
That might be wildly insensitive to people whose parents have been.
Who gets which house?
My parents have been divorced. I don't find it insensitive. I mean, of course, they remarried each other, but...
That is true.
Wait, your parents got divorced and they got remarried to each other?
It's, yeah, they've been married to each other like 3 or 4 times now.
What?
Hmm? Yeah, it's strange.
Yeah, you guys need to listen to the show more.
No, I don't think that's true. I've
been here for a long time. I've never heard this.
Yeah, it's... Weird. I mean, a couple of those were like
very interesting.
A couple of those were like renewals, you know. So it wasn't.
Worse.
Say what?
You just said a couple.
Yeah, were they?
Renewals?
Yeah, they had another wedding ceremony to like renew the vows, kind of thing.
Oh, that's not divorce.
No, I didn't say they were divorced a bunch of times. I said they've been married a bunch of times.
That's true. He got you on a technicality. Sure, yes.
But
you're never.
But by prefacing the story with getting divorced,
well, they were.
That implied
they were divorced.
Once they said.
How many times are they divorced?
Once, as far as I know.
As far as
they've
you know.
They've been divorced once and married a lot of times. They're making out all right.
Why?
Yeah, they're doing all right.
Why are you talking about the parents making out?
Why are you talking about his parents making out?
That's
kind of gross.
I mean, I don't
parents are sexual beings, too.
Whoa! Why do you have to go there?
Because it's not gross, it's natural.
Oh my gosh.
Now, I admit I was a little skeeved out when I was 15 and I walked in the house and heard it, but...
Why? Why did you do that now? Why did you...
I want you to consider this, Crank. There is nothing that is gross that isn't natural.
Well, that's true.
Can I just say that this was better when Crank just wanted to talk about Smallville?
Go back to Smallville. Welcome to the Fluffcast.
Where Crank talks about his parents and sex.
So should I talk about Lana and Lex Luthor getting it on?
No.
Keep telling us about your parents, please.
Make up your mind, man.
Well, I was just joking about not liking it. I think it's great. Let's go.
You like my parents having sex? That's weird.
I mean, they can be whoever I want them to be in my head. Since I'm
So, that's a good point. When I talk about my parents having sex, you're picturing Lex and Lana having sex.
Yeah, sure, why not?
Okay. That's fine. On to other things. I think I finally have to upgrade my phone.
To what?
What happened?
Something newer. I don't know. It's but the latest Instagram update, it breaks my phone. I don't mean like just
Instagram.
Like I don't mean just the. It's not just the app crashes; it actually takes my phone with it when it crashes. So that's pretty catastrophic, you know. And I'm thinking that things in general aren't going to get better. I mean, it still makes phone calls fine, but yeah. As apps improve,
How are you going to cram?
I don't, man. Okay, I've been doing a workaround to get things up on the Insta.
You little bitch.
Hey, man, you serve it up, I'm going to lob it back, all right? But
Tell us how you gram now.
You serve it up, you're going to lob it back? I don't understand that statement.
Well, at first I was using...
How you gram.
I had a cheap tablet sitting around that I've been using just to, you know, read recipes off of and shit. And, so...
Son of a bitch.
What?
You do this on purpose.
What the hell are you talking about? Is there something funny there?
Go on.
What's going on?
Go on.
I want to know why you're laughing.
You know why I'm laughing. You do it on purpose.
I don't know why you're laughing.
Oh, stop it.
You think, what, recipes are funny?
Yes, I do think recipes are funny.
Yes, it is funny. It's just funny. It's just a funny little window into what you're doing.
I cook stuff.
You know it's true. I know you cook stuff.
Dude, I want to ask for your cooking. Can you cook something and bring it to C2E2?
I don't think that would be weird, wouldn't it? I mean, it wouldn't keep very well, would it?
Like a lasagna?
Can you make us a lasagna?
I could make a lasagna.
I'll bring plates and forks and we'll eat at the table.
I'd have to know how many people I was feeding.
How many do you want to feed?
Well, I'm saying I'd have to know how many because, you know.
Well, how many people are in 4-star? 1, 2, 3, 4, 8. Let's do 8. Lasagna for 8.
How much lasagna does one person eat?
I only want a spoonful. And I use a spoon.
I can't eat lasagna.
Oh. All
right, well, we need to get something Mike can eat.
Well, shit then. Anyway, point is, I had this cheap little tablet sitting around.
Okay.
And, but the camera on that sucked. Like, I've tried posting a couple of pictures on the Insta with it, and they were not good. So, what I think I'm going to have to do is use my camera that works, take a picture of it, transfer it to the thing that, you know, actually the app works on, and then upload. Until I can get another phone. Or until they, I don't know. I wish it was easier to roll back apps to a version that worked.
Yep, me too.
Because when they update shit, they don't care about older hardware, you know? Like, they just want it to be updated or whatever.
They don't care about you or your family.
They don't. Sex or no sex.
Oh, gross.
I mean,
you know, like,
yeah, I haven't seen his mom. Oh, fuck, I keep forgetting to send her that present.
Oh, yeah, or at least, you know, the thank you note. Just a note.
That's what it's going to be. It's going to be a thank you note and a present. She got me this nice little weird thing. It's like a painting of a pug. In a bathroom or something like that?
All right, cool.
You know, I'm not even insisting that you send her a note or anything. I'm just saying, like, you don't have to go all out. Just a note would be fine.
I'm not going all out. I have an idea, and I want to follow through.
Okay.
I actually do that.
Realize that you can go all out, and you can also go all in, and it means the same thing.
Yeah, that is weird, isn't it?
Yep.
The English language is complicated and strange. It's a wonder we learn it at all. Yeah, so I don't know what kind of new phone to get, though.
iPhone.
I don't know if I should stay with Samsung's or maybe switch to, like, Motorola's or something. I don't know, you know. I've been happy with Samsung.
Stay with Samsung. You got it. You figured it out.
Yeah. Hey, Sean.
Yes.
you got the iPhone X now?
Yes.
Okay, so I was wondering some of the pictures you posted, like it seems like it does depth of focus really good.
Yeah.
Is that software or hardware?
Both.
Okay. Is it like, remember those cameras from a couple of years ago that made a splash that could take, they took like multi-plane photographs so you could adjust the depth of focus in software later?
You can do that.
Is it like that? Okay. That's what I was wondering.
Okay. I have an app that you can go into every slice of depth and adjust focus.
Wow. Technology's powerful. Technology's so cool. Yeah, I was just wondering. I couldn't figure out if it was like if they actually was able to miniaturize the hardware to, you know, have a shutter type, you know, or not a shutter but an aperture.
Well, it has a little bit of that. What it's using is the two cameras and adjusting from the two of them.
Oh, I see. So like
it's combining both of them.
Gotcha.
3D. Yeah.
Well, that's pretty cool. Does it do 3D too?
Yeah.
If it's got two cameras.
No, because I don't think the placement is right for that.
Oh. I mean, 3D is a gimmick anyway, but it's a fun gimmick sometimes.
How dare you?
Oh,
making a full comic about 3D.
Oh, you're right. Well, it is a gimmick, though, right? You know, I mean.
Yes. It actually is.
But anyway, those pictures that you've been posting from your iPhone X look really nice. You know.
He says thank you.
Thank you.
Many.
Sorry, I started reading.
small lens, small photo, like technology's really improved so much. You know, like because it used to be you couldn't really get any kind of quality out of the lens that size. It was just, you know, good enough to see or whatever. Like, I mean, quality's been. It's not like this is the first time you've gotten good pictures out of a camera that small. I mean, it's been improving steadily, but. You know, it's still neat, I think. I enjoy stuff like that. That's good technology instead of bad technology.
What's bad technology?
Oh, bad technology is like, you know, automated, whatchamacallums, the parking meters and stuff. That's bad technology. Yeah.
Automated parking meters?
Yeah. Or the automated, not the automated parking meters, but the automated things that, like, catch you when you go through a toll booth without paying. You know?
Meter singularity.
Yeah, or, like, you know, traffic cameras. No, well, traffic cameras are kind of gray technology, I guess.
I do get a certain joy seeing the flash go off on one of the streets that I live near.
Yeah.
As people speed past and get ticketed. I do get a certain... It warms my heart.
Yeah. It just seems like there should be like a human agent there to ticket somebody and not just a machine, you know?
There is. There's a little person. They miniaturize people and they sit up in there.
It's like it's like the Great Gazoo lives in there or something?
Yeah. He's like, ha ha, got you again.
Okay, dum-dum.
It's a me.
Now you're talking like Wario.
I'm always talking like Mario.
I'm a straight up Mario.
Hey, it's me, Mario. Anyway.
You did it.
But I'm thinking, like, you know, because the new Samsungs, the 9s, I think, are what's out now. The S9s.
Galaxies?
Or... Either they're out or they're getting ready to come out. I can't remember which. But, I mean, you know, they're like 900 a grand, something like that.
What about
Pixel?
Yeah. Is that a Pixel phone? Get that Pixel phone.
Is that a phone?
Yeah.
It's the Google phone.
Oh, I don't know. I think I looked in the Google's service, and I wasn't real, like, thrilled by their carrier system or something. I'll have to look into it again because I can't remember. There was something about it I thought was weird. I don't know about their phones. What?
What OS do you
run? Well, Android.
Oh, okay.
But, you know, the Samsung that I've got, the S, it's an S2, and they haven't updated the OS in it. For a while, I was futzing with this, like, alternate OS that other people developed, but then the phone got so old, people got tired of developing for it, too, and then it just didn't go anywhere, you know? So it's, I don't remember what version it's even running now. I think maybe 4 or something like that. So it's pretty, I mean, it's pretty freaking old, yeah. You know? So, and I'm not even really sure what version of Android's on right now. 7? 8? Something like that. I should just get a dumb phone, you know? Like that slide phone I used to have, you know? I think that was a Sony Ericsson or something. You are just like on the edge of hearing, so I hear you talking, but a lot of it just doesn't sound like anything I can recognize.
That sounds like me.
Were you talking about barbecue?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Oh.
That's what you could bring us.
No.
Oh, that was beautiful.
It did sound like a song.
Well, you know. I'm trying to think, like, you know, I could bring some Cincinnati-style chili. What can't you eat, or what can you eat, Mike?
I can have meat.
You can't have the lasagna because of the pasta, right?
Right.
But you're fine with the sauce and the cheese and the meat?
Mm-hmm.
So if I could find, like, say, like a rice pasta or something, would that work? Or can you not do rice either?
Rice has got carbs in it.
Okay. So I'd have to figure out something. Can't use potato.
But you still eat pizza sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
So you couldn't have a piece of lasagna?
I mean, I shouldn't.
Right.
I wonder, they do those things with, like, the vegetable noodles.
Yeah. I've wondered about that.
I bet you that's gross. Hey,
no, it's not at all.
What is it?
I really like spaghetti squash. It's awesome.
Spaghetti works. I'm just thinking as, like, a wide noodle. It would be weird.
Yeah, that's I know they do the squash spaghetti things or whatever.
Spaghetti squash is really good.
But yeah, I'm not sure how that would. I've never tried something.
Feel great.
Never tried something with a big area like that. I've never tried them before. Maybe if I made it out of I don't know. See if I can think of something. I mean, I could just make it a layerless lasagna, I guess. Yeah. Just use cheese to separate the layers of meat and sauce. But then you're basically just eating a big wad of meat and sauce and cheese. Cooked lasagna style. Or what's that Greek dish? Souvlaki or something like that?
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of like a lasagna, but instead of noodles, it's like potatoes. Separating the layers.
That sounds good. Sign me up.
There's like a bechamel sauce, and I think it's ground lamb. It's either lamb or beef, I think, but it might be lamb.
Bring it.
And I remember it was pretty good. I used to get it at that Greek joint that was around the corner from the first DDP offices. And,
DDP?
Say what?
I said DDP?
Yes. For you and me. Anyway, I don't know. Pixel phone, huh? This is one of those things, especially a phone, because I know I'm going to have it for a while, or at least I want to have it for a while. So I always like have to sit there and do a whole shit ton of research first.
Shit.
I mean, unless I'm just buying something that's a couple of generations old that I can get for like $100 or something, then I don't, you know, whatever. But if I'm actually going to lay down some cash for a model, so did I mention that the eBay Odyssey is still not over?
Oh no!
Oh no!
Yeah, I mean, I haven't really heard back from them since the last time, but I can't tell from the FedEx tracking what exactly is going on anymore. Because you know, they made like 3 delivery attempts, and then I think they were holding it at the hub for him to get a hold of them. And if I'm looking at this right, because they finally, the date that they had set for it to stop, I guess, stop being held at the hub, came up, and then they switched the scheduled delivery to pending, which I think means they might have sent it back to me. And I'm like, what's this guy doing? You know, does he not want this to end? I have I found my nemesis? Is that what's going on?
I think you have.
Oh, he did.
He's definitely did it. Doing it.
I mean, that's a satisfying thing. Like,
I mean, we all need a nemesis, right? Or a foil or something, like some sort of counterpart. I mean, you know, it keeps you sharp, right? But yeah, so I've been waiting for the status to update from pending, so I can try to see what the hell's going on. I mean, I guess I could try to get a hold of FedEx and see what's going on. But yeah, I suspect maybe it's coming back to me. But maybe he did pick it up. Maybe he picked it up, you know, and they switched it to pending and just haven't gotten around to switching it to, you know, signature or something. One can hope. But yeah, it's like this whole thing started like over a month ago now, I think, you know? That's what it feels like, anyway. It's so crazy. So crazy.
He's doing it to make your life miserable.
Yeah, but what I don't get, though, is at this point, it would have been in his best interest to just get the, you know, receive it, to pick it up, or do whatever, you know? Because, like,
what you've told me doesn't sound like he has much, like, sense.
I guess. I don't know, man. It's so, it's just strange. Because, like, through the whole thing, the errors he was making were just kind of, you know, childish, I guess.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then sort of like, and then not kind of really correcting them. I don't know, man. It's just weird. It's weird. I realize I don't know. I've kind of lost the ability to deal with difficult people, I think, by not really getting much association with people in general anymore. The people I still do associate with, you know, are the people I like, the people that aren't. I mean, you're a little difficult, you know, but you're like the most difficult person I deal with, and that's not that bad, you know? Although Ryan's a little difficult too.
I am?
Oh yeah, yeah. Difficult to understand. No, I'm kidding.
Oh.
Mike's definitely the most difficult. Yeah.
You asshole.
I'm getting tired.
But and my point being, though, is that I think it's like my immunity to people who are not rational or not sane or whatever, you know? Like, I used to have an immunity to that, or at least knew how to deal with it well, but I think I've kind of lost that at some point. Which makes me wonder if I should go get a day job or something so I can, you know, get my dose of people in. I need to go work somewhere like Best Buy, where like a greeter or something, you know, where I have to talk to people. Or a cashier or something. Or, God forbid, a sales rep. I was never a good salesperson. Ever.
I mean, I worry about people that are good at sales.
Why is that?
Because if you're really good at sales, you might be morally dubious.
Oh, I see what you're saying. Wasn't your dad like the king of cars, though?
Why do you think I know?
Oh, okay. But, like...
Also, he wasn't very good at it.
Oh. Well, there's that, right? I mean, that's good.
Well, I mean, I guess he was good at selling cars. He wasn't good at doing anything else business-wise.
Oh. I remember working for, it was like a mail-order jewelry place, you know?
Place? No.
I worked in the call center, and they part
mail of... Mail-order jewelry?
Yeah. Like, what, you know, those catalogs that they used to have, like, pre-internet days? Well, even up into the early internet days? Where they'd send you catalogs, and it was full of, like, expensive junk jewelry, essentially. You know? Mm. And you could order, like, order it by phone or whatever, you know? Or mail, whatever. So, you know, I started in a call center there. And part of the thing, you know, I was in the section that was just supposed to be taking, like, customer orders, incoming orders, or, like, customer problems with orders type of thing. Like, customer support, you know? And but part of it was they really pushed us to upsell stuff, you know? And I was just terrible at it because I'm, for one thing, I thought most of the stuff that, you know, they were trying to get us to upsell was just junk. And it's really hard to sell something if you don't believe in it, unless you are good at just, you know, lying or whatever, you know.
That's what I mean.
So yeah, I was just terrible at it. For a while they moved me, they had created this new section, which is, I mean, it's all done by machines now. But I was a data miner for a while because they were trying to get into, like, collecting information to sell it. I mean, this is, you know, 98, 99, something like that. Mm-hmm. So internet stuff was still new, you know. I mean, this is pre-Google watching every email that you send and stuff like that, you know. And cookies were barely a thing back then. But so they had started up this department where we basically just... poured over the internet what information was available and tried to gather information on stuff, you know? And I actually enjoyed that. I did that for about a month, and then I guess they decided it wasn't worth it or something. They started downsizing the department, you know? And then they moved me back into customer service and tried to make me sell stuff again, and then I just stopped going in. That was the weird-ass job where I just stopped going in, and... they didn't realize I quit because I never said I quit. So when I came back in to get my last paycheck, like 2-3 weeks later, they were like, "Oh, okay, you know, when are you starting back or whatever?" You know, I'm like, "What?"
Weird.
Yeah, they thought I still worked there or something. I mean, you know.
Wow, that is really crazy. How long did you miss?
I just stopped going in, and I knew I had a paycheck coming. They paid, like, twice a month or something like that. And I knew I had a paycheck coming, so...
2 weeks you weren't there?
It was, like, 2 or 3 weeks, you know, because I think I let it sit there for a minute before I went in. And, you know, nobody ever called me, and I didn't call them or nothing, and they just didn't... I don't get it, because, you know, most places you don't come in for 2 days and they fire you, you know? I never understood that one. And to top it off, I wasn't a very good employee. I mean, at least not where they wanted me to work, you know? Just very strange, man.
That's interesting.
I wonder if that place is even still in business. I can't remember the name of it. I guess the whole... Well, no, I mean, like, mail order hasn't collapsed because of the internet, right? I mean, you still got, like, Fiji's and...
mail order's still going, if my mailbox is any indication.
What was that? Oh, Finger Hut. My grandma used to get tons of stuff from Finger Hut.
I think that's...
Finger
still,
Hut?
That's still a thing. Look it up.
What the hell is Finger Hut?
Finger Hut is like a Sky Mall for people that aren't flying.
Super gross sounding.
Like, Finger Hut was like Amazon before, you know, for catalogs.
Look it up. I guarantee you they have a website.
But yeah, my grandma used to get tons of stuff from Finger Hut.
What's wrong with the house for your fingers?
Or the hut for your fingers? Yeah. Is it like a Chinese finger trap?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
That's racist.
Yep, there's still a finger hut.
I told you. Why did you not believe me?
There's still a Finger Hut?
I told you, you bitches.
No, you didn't say that.
See, Finger Hut's thing too is that they ran their own credit. So, like, they would set things up as, like, 6 months worth of payments. They'd break, like, items down into that. So you wouldn't have to pay everything right away. You know, you could just buy something and then they bill you. It was like Insidious in that way, and that they'd trick you into buying more shit than you really wanted to, you know? Or really needed to, whatever, you know what I'm saying? Because they made it seem like, hey, we're giving you money, almost. Like, But, yeah. So I think my grandma probably had, like, a monthly Finger Hut bill. It's just sort of part of her household budget.
Well, she had to put her finger somewhere.
Yeah. Every finger needs a hut, man.
Every finger needs a hut.
I'd like the personal pan Finger Hut.
Personal?
No, that doesn't work.
Please?
That doesn't work.
Do you just have something against huts?
You should have said Jabba the Finger Hut.
How about just Finger the Hut?
How about Pizza the Finger Hut?
Well, now you're just, stringing words together.
Pizza the Hut is such a little kid joke.
Yep.
Such a little kid joke.
It really is.
Yeah.
I mean, it's great.
Wasn't it in Mad Magazine or something?
No, it was in Spaceballs.
Oh, Spaceballs.
It's such a kid's joke that as a kid watching that movie, I was like...
It was so funny.
But even I was going,
Oh, no way.
Yeah, I was.
You were a little older than me because I thought it was the greatest thing that I would talk about with my friends, how funny it was.
Young Mike rolls his eyes for the first time.
Well, the thing is, it's a joke that I think I had heard before.
I mean, it's an obvious comparison.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, I mean, if you've ever had any experience with Pizza Hut, right? I mean.
Especially with the push that Pizza Hut was making at the time.
Were they making a push?
Oh, yeah, they were making big push. Fights back then. That was when the personal pan was really kicking off, too. Oh,
wasn't that when the Pizza Girl, the one Mike liked, wasn't that time period, too?
The $4 girl? Yeah.
Yeah.
Let's talk
about
$4 girl.
Y'all don't say anything bad about the $4
girl. I don't
know anything
about this girl.
I
wonder what she... Oh,
she's dead.
She's not dead!
It's sad because she's dead now.
It's not true. She's not dead.
I wonder, I'll look her up. I think I looked her up last time we talked about her.
Oh, you did?
But I don't remember if I found anything up, like who she actually was or anything. I mean, you can find videos of her on YouTube.
Well, that I know.
How pretty is she? That's the girl? She's like nerdy.
I loved her when I was a kid.
Why is Pizza Hut called Pizza Hut?
Because, I don't know.
No, that's the, what is the Klingon for Hit the Hut from the old Pizza Hut advert?
That's not a thing.
Hit the Hut?
I'm looking at a list of Pizza Hut questions. Sorry, I was trying to figure out if... Do you know who Juliette Aubrey is?
No.
This was somebody asking if Juliette Aubrey was the Pizza Hut girl. But I can't imagine that's right.
No. Why the fuck did I just do this?
I don't know. What'd you do?
Nothing. I drew a panel, and I drew a background on one layer and the foreground on another layer, and then I erased the background from behind. The entire reason for doing two layers was because I was going to repeat that in the next panel.
Oh.
I screwed myself. Why did I do that? I was on autopilot talking to you.
You were thinking about the Pizza Hut girl and you got distracted.
Can't you control Z it?
Not that many times.
That's a lot of control Z-ing.
Oh. I thought when you said erase, like...
You and this freaking Pizza Hut crap.
Great play.
I thought maybe you just, you know, lassoed out a section and got rid of it or something. I didn't realize you were, yeah, whatever.
This is your fault.
Yes, blame it all on me. That's mature.
I will.
That's rational. That is rational and mature.
You shut up, I hate you.
And next, you're not going to pick up the thing I deliver to you. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I don't like Judgy Crane.
Mm-hmm.
I don't like that.
All right. I can't find out who she is. Sorry.
Yeah, I'm poking around. I can't find her.
That's right.
Doesn't exist.
Unless somebody in a commercial like gets bigger later, it's really hard to find the names of commercial actors.
Well, here's the thing that'll get in your way too, is they brought back the $4 girl, and it was a different girl. So yeah. you're gonna have trouble finding
her. Her name comes up.
Yeah, you're gonna have a trouble getting the original.
Oh, yeah.
You act like I ain't done this.
You Google stalked the Pizza Hut girl? The $4 girl?
That's not stalking.
Oh.
That's not stalking. That's just, hey, I wonder what happened to. That's not stalking.
It's kind of stalking.
That's gathering information.
This was 1990. That was well after.
Doing research.
That was well after Jabba the Hutt. So. Sorry, this whole thing got brought up because I was thinking she was around the same early 80s time period, but turns out this was 1990. Anyway, whatever.
I thought it was way earlier than that.
Makes you think.
My memory and my sense of time are not very well coordinated, personally. Especially the further back it gets. Yeah. I tend to mix up dates and events a lot. So, what else is new? I really miss Pizza Hut. Like, I miss going to their buffet. Man. And they'd have like that
brick. Do you want to go while you're...
Say what?
Do you want to go while you're here?
Pizza Hut?
No, we're going to...
I'll take you to Pizza Hut.
Let's go to Pizza Hut right now.
Why would we go to Quads and then Pizza Hut?
Yeah, when you live someplace with, I mean, when you live someplace like that, that's actually got like, you know, gourmet pizza, or whatever. Like, why would you go to Pizza Hut? Although I still went to Little Caesars when I was living in Chicago.
That's because you're cheap.
I know. I like Little Caesars. But I don't feel like their sauce is too sweet.
Oh, sweet sauce is the best sauce.
Oh, man, no. You start getting that sweet, sugary tomato sauce? That's kind of gross.
You shut up, you.
I want my sauce
zest. Zesty sauce. Zesty means it has some sugar in it.
No.
Yeah,
absolutely. Zest usually doesn't imply
like
sugar.
You say it.
Crank.
Zest does not imply sugar. Sweet implies sugar. Zest implies some sort of like...
Yes.
Tangy bitterness to it or something, you know? Vinegar.
Spice.
Oh, Jim's there. I can't talk about Dune. Or not there. I mean, Jim's not there. That's what I mean. Yes.
Yeah. Who knows where Jim is?
I've made it through the first third. Well, they split the Dune book into three books, what they call books, even though it's one book. So I made it into the second book of Dune.
Zest.
And this is where, you know, after the Harkonnens pull their, you know, treacherous attack and everybody's dead and except for like Paul and his mom.
Zest.
And yeah. They're out in the desert. And Paul realizes Zest. He's the Kwisatz Haderach.
The Zesty Desert.
The Zesty Desert. That's my biography.
No, it's not. Nobody's going to believe that.
The Zesty Desert.
The Zesty Desert.
Hmm. That's going to be my biography's name.
Yeah.
Everybody.
No, it's not.
Everybody will love it.
No,
Nobody's gonna love it.
Everybody's gonna love my biography.
Nobody's gonna read it.
Oh.
Nobody cares about your unless. I was trying to think of a joke and I can't.
It's because you're lame.
Zesty.
Yes. Anyway. So what else is new?
There is nothing new.
Everything's new. Read any good comics lately?
No.
Okay. Mm. Read any good books lately?
Zesty.
I watched a really dumb riff tracks that made me laugh out loud.
What was that?
Well, two of them, actually. It was Sons of Hercules.
Okay, yeah, I've seen that.
Although there was only one son in the movie, so I'm not sure why it was called Sons of Hercules.
Mm-hmm.
And Curse of Bigfoot, I think.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And they both made me laugh.
Mm-hmm.
And that was good.
Curse of Bigfoot's mostly like stock footage, isn't it?
It's one of those things where, yeah, like somebody keeps telling people stories.
It's all stories, like secondhand stories.
Yeah, so it's like an anthology, sort of, I think.
It is an anthology, isn't it? That's the one where they find Bigfoot?
Well, no, yes, no, yeah. Well, they do in one of the stories, they find Bigfoot wrapped in something in a cave. So I guess Bigfoot was like an alien? I don't know.
Oh, maybe that's Boggy Creek that I'm thinking of, where they...
Yeah, Boggy Creek is...
They save Bigfoot?
Oh,
like
no.
Like Bigfoot, the kid?
Bigfoot's kid is being held by Crenshaw, the no-shirt-wearing, smelly guy wearing Boggy overalls.
This one they kept talking about a guy named Jerry who didn't talk but had a bit. You saw everything from his camera, or from his pants point of view. As he wandered around the woods looking for Bigfoot. Or something. I don't know. It was, yeah, not good, but funny. And then, do you remember... Okay, I never saw this. There was a TV show in the early 70s. Like, I think it aired from late 73 to early 74. And I'm not sure if it was ever in reruns. If it wasn't, that would explain why I never saw it. But it was basically a knockoff of Gilligan's Island, and it had... Bob Denver in it, and it was called the TV show was called Dusty's Trail.
Dusty's what?
Dusty's Trail. And instead
you
of
you, every time I think that you won't find something that I've never heard of.
Dusty's Trail.
Well, they edited four of the episodes from the TV show into a movie, and they called it Wackiest Wagon Train in the West. But those are all from a show called Dusty's Trail, I think. But it was—I mean, it's essentially Gilligan's Island, like just with a couple of wagons instead of the minnow, and out in the west instead of an island. But there's the Howells are there, the movie star, Marianne, Professor, everybody, Gilligan's, Dusty, still played by the same person. Oh, and the wagon train master. Instead of house. What?
Hey.
What?
Turning into a robot.
You're turning into such a robot.
Stop.
I can understand one out of every four words.
Stop all the downloading.
You did that on purpose.
Well, yeah, of course I did. Anyway,
There's 26 episodes of it?
Yeah.
Yeah, it lasted for a season and then they didn't renew it. For whatever reason, but if you're curious, it's on Amazon Prime. The Wackiest Wagon Train in the West.
I am not curious, and this is coming from a guy currently watching Bloodlock.
What do you think this movie's like? Because it's just four episodes put together.
Oh, I can tell you what it's like. I watched it.
Do you watch it?
Of course, I watched it.
Is it? Have a narrative? It just feels like it'd be four random things.
In between the four stories, it just cuts from one to the other, and I guess you're supposed to assume that they're happening linearly, but... there's not really, like, a... there's not really much of a flow from one story to the other. It just sort of cuts and they're someplace else, you know, kind of thing. Which, they're always dressed the same and everything, so it really doesn't matter, I guess. It could just be, like, it could be a minute later, it could be a day later, we don't know. Yeah. But it's kind of fun. I mean, if you like Gilligan's Island and you like Sherwood Shorts type shows, you know, then you'd probably like it. It's funny enough for that kind of thing.
Did you like it?
Yeah, I mean, I like Bob Denver. I think he's a funny dude. Or he was.
Well, he was.
Yeah, I think he was a funny dude. Now he's just funky.
Yeah.
But it was all right.
Just skeleton somewhere now?
Yeah.
Has he been dead long enough to be a skeleton? I mean,
I don't know how long it takes to become a skeleton.
How long does it take to become a skeleton?
Well, if you're...
Ask Twitter.
I mean, if you're out in the open and insects and animals and things can clean the flesh from your bones, it doesn't take long to be a skeleton. But if you're buried in a proper coffin and X amount of feet down, you know, your flesh can last for a long time.
Your flesh can last a long time.
Yes. So, I mean, if he's only been dead a couple of years, right, I think?
I don't know how long he's been. He's been dead for longer than a couple of years.
I thought it wasn't that long ago. Oh, hell. You know what I just saw and I didn't even... Nobody... I don't remember even anybody talking about it, but what's her name? Dolores O'Riordan? She died in January.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Pretty sad.
Bob Denver died in 05.
Oh, okay. Guess that has been a while. Wow. I suspect he's probably not just a skeleton, though.
Oh, he's a skeleton, baby.
I mean, you know, he probably could afford the good coffin.
He's a skeleton, baby. What?
He could afford the good coffin, you know, keep him sealed up.
He could afford, but he was cheap, so he didn't.
Was he cheap?
I don't know. I just don't listen to me.
Oh.
Okay, here. If you're 6 feet down in a coffin in ordinary soil, unembalmed adult... normally takes 8 to 12 years to decompose your skeleton. But if you were embalmed, it could take real long.
So assuming...
Gotta get the real long embalm.
Assuming he probably was embalmed. Because, like, I mean, how often do they not embalm people? Although, why do they embalm? They just embalm people to keep them around fresh for the funeral service, right?
I don't know. Do I look like a doctor?
So I mean, I guess maybe not embalming people is more common than I think, probably.
Probably.
Like, they probably don't embalm... Well, I guess, again, if it's for the funeral service, they probably still embalm you even if you get burnt, right? I don't know. I think I like the idea of cremation as opposed to burial.
Do you want me to set you on fire?
Can you wait until I'm dead? I mean, show a little decorum there, all right? But, yeah.
Mike, you've been watching too many of these movies.
Brother. Oh, brother, where art thou? I,
Bloodlog.
Bloodlog.
Bloodlog. So, there was something I watched, though, that I'm trying to remember. I thought you might like it, and I was trying to remember it so I could tell you about it. And I can't remember for the life of me. It was, man, I wish Amazon made it easier to look at what you've seen. Yes, to look at what you've seen.
Look at what you've seen.
Yes. Never had it, never will. tripped me out when I was watching those Bond movies and he was on there, because all I could think of was a 7-Up commercial.
I think that's where he comes from.
That was like, it was pretty funny, because he's supposed to be a bad guy, you know, Baron Samadhi or something, you know, like, Samadhi!
He was Annie's buddy in Annie.
Oh, that's right.
What's that guy's name?
The butler.
Punjab or whatever?
It was the butler, right?
That's his name? Yeah, is he the butler? He was like everything. He would drove him. He was like his bodyguard.
His manservant? Is that?
He's definitely a manservant.
Yeah. Okay, I can't remember what it was I was going to try to recommend to you, but it was good, though. You would have liked it. It was the best. It had all the parts in it. Everything was, you know, working great.
You're a punk.
Space Force! Sorry.
That's funny! Weird. I'm just typing that into my comic strip right now.
I heard it. That's why I said it.
Space Force?
Space Force!
It has nothing to do with space, though. I'm just having him scream it as he jumps through a window.
Space Force!
I can't believe you're putting that into Hellboy.
Yeah.
Space Force! Space farce, more like, huh? Anyway. So, when you get done typing, you want to check it for email? Check it for email?
Check it for email?
You want to check it for email? Come on.
I will check it for email.
That would be grand. Oh, I know what else I was going to say. A while back, I talked about Jackie Nodell had done a book called How to Go Steady, which was sort of an essay with interviews and stuff on older romance comics. And
wow, we got a lot of email.
Sweet. But that was an ebook that I was talking about back then, but she actually decided to go ahead and get it published in hardback, or not hardback, but like, you know, hard copy. It's a paperback book, but so that's actually available on Amazon now. I quite enjoyed it. Thought it was fun.
Is it a compilation of comics, or is it just an essay about comics?
No, it's about those comics. I mean, there's some examples, like bits of art and, you know, quoted text and stuff like that, but it's not like a, you know, a collection of comics. It's just a book about the comics. Mostly about their vice columns is what it's about. Because it's, you know, it's called How to Go Steady.
There were advice columns?
Yeah. Oh, well, they ran across, like, it wasn't even just one book. I mean, all the companies that did them had, like, advice columns in them.
Letters romance.
Well, I mean, they would have letters section, too, but they would also have, like, actual dating advice and stuff like that, like a... Sometimes illustrated, you know, a lot of times they were illustrated. Mm-hmm. And the weird thing about, yeah, it's like, the weird thing about romance comics is, you know, you got a lot of people in there that were, you know, you wouldn't necessarily associate with romance comics. Like I said, I started kind of looking at them because I was looking for Jose Luis Garcia Lopez art. And so I was looking at, like, a bibliography of his, and it turned out that he did several issues of, can't remember what the book was, but... I was like, okay, I'll buy them, you know. Anything by him's got to be pretty good. And they, you know, they were. It was like early work, but I mean, like, even, people that were on, like, name books and stuff, I guess they'd pick them up as side jobs or something. Make money. But, like, pretty famous names did romance comics, yeah. Here and there.
Mm-hmm. A lot of people started up that way.
Yeah. But it's weird in the advice columns in them. I mean, it's almost like a, you know, like looking into a foreign land or something at this point, because it's so old and the climate's so different than it was back then. That,
oh, right, yeah.
And even for then, they had to stay within certain limits of, you know, being tame and stuff.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it seems kind of weird and quaint. Like, but they,
true.
I don't know, yeah. Anyway, but this book's pretty fun to read. It's kind of a nice look into this weird era when these things were actually pretty big, as opposed to, it's not like romance comics are completely dead. They surface every couple of years anyway. Somebody tries to revive them or you know, puts together some sort of, like, remember when Marvel, or was it DC, about 10 years ago, I think, they did, like, took old romance comics and had writers rewrite them as comedies or whatever?
Mm-hmm.
I can't remember what that it was called, but they ran it. It was like a mini series or something like that they ran for a little while. And stuff like that, or like, you know, I think just last year there was a gothic romance Kickstarter that did pretty well. I thought
the Mystery Science Theater comic that they're putting out,
yeah,
is going to be old comics that they're making fun of.
Oh, that makes sense. They're just going to rewrite the dialogue.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that works for them. I didn't even know there was going to be a Mystery Science Theater.
Yeah,
Dark. So there's really not going to be much drawing to it.
There'll be new stuff on there, but yeah.
Are they just going to draw their silhouettes at the bottom?
I don't know.
Like every page?
Yeah.
Would they even need, like...
I'm sure they'll do it in one or two of them.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, but doesn't somebody just have to draw that once? Like... keep pasting it?
Yeah.
What do they, so what are they, doing public domain comics or something? Like they do?
Yeah, I think so.
Oh.
That'll make it funnier.
They start doing those weird, like, what's her name? Skullhead face girl. The jungle lady.
Oh, Fanima?
Yeah, yeah.
I wanted to take a public domain comic and replace all the balloons with my own dialogue, put that out.
There were a couple of those when I was a kid, and I thought they were hilarious.
Yeah, they'd be really, really easy to do.
I would just give them an issue of Hack Slash and say, you have permission, do whatever you want.
Yeah. Can I have an issue of Hack Slash? Sure. Do whatever I want with it?
Yeah, sure.
Don't let him do whatever he wants with it.
This is going to be good.
That's leaving yourself wide open. Oh boy, you don't know what you've done. Marvel did something like that back in when I was a kid, didn't they?
Oh, that's what it was. It was like an old Ditko Spider-Man or something like that.
I thought.
Something like that.
I remember picking something up like that. It was rewritten. It wasn't like what the. It was like a rewritten old comic or something.
Yeah. That's true. That probably is what I was remembering.
Or maybe it was in What The, or something.
It wasn't What The. What The was kind of... is relatively recent.
Oh, that was 80s still, wasn't it?
What The?
Yeah.
No.
Or was that 90s?
90s.
Okay. Well, there... Oh, well. Yeah. Probably something like that, though. Back then. Oh, sorry, I interrupted you when you were talking about mail. Well, I didn't interrupt you. I was trying to fill in time until you got to the mail, but we never got to the mail. So what's the mail? Ishmael.
Ishmael. Ryan writes, hello, Mike and Crank. I previously wrote an email to say I enjoy Crank talking about Smallville.
Oh.
It's true. I'm not lying. I'm a real person and not Crank from an alternate email address. Next question. He's really... Well, there's a photo here, too.
That maybe totally verifies it.
Next question. When will Crank start talking about Bunheads again and the other ABC Family shows?
I haven't watched any of those. Like, I mean, I assume ABC Family is still making TV shows, right? But I haven't... I don't know what they're doing now. I miss Bunheads. That was a good show. It didn't get much of a chance. I mean, it got a season. I guess that's as much of a chance as you can ask, but still. And don't forget, Make It or Break It.
Mm.
That was a pretty awesome show.
Did you watch Andor's last? Lily's new show where she's pretending to be somebody younger.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I was younger is what it was called. Yeah. I was I watched that for a couple. Yeah, I didn't believe it either because she didn't look like she was in her 20s, even when she was in her 20s. Like, yeah. You know. But, yeah, I was watching.
Not that she looks old.
She just never really looked like a 20 teeny bopper or anything, you know? Like, but, yeah. Yeah, I was watching that show for a while.
Her newest show on Amazon
was best. Oh, I haven't seen it.
What's that?
It.
I
have? Yeah, what's it called? Marvel's
Miss Hale. Oh, no. That's by the writers. I'm talking about the actress.
Sutton.
Oh.
Sutton. What's her last name?
I don't know.
It's Sutton something. I don't remember. It's Sutton Death, I think, is what it is.
Sutton Death.
Yes.
Victory.
Greetings and salutations, Crank Mike and Four Star Studios geniuses. It's been about 10 years since I last wrote you.
Jeez.
But please know that I am an avid listener to the Crankcast and look forward to listening to you every week while at work. I like to think that I'm your oldest listener. I'm in my mid-50s.
Wow.
But in reality, I'm probably not.
What does that mean? That's freaking me out.
I've bought many comics just because I've heard of them on the Crankcast and or are associated with Four Star Revival was a personal favorite. Thank you.
Yay.
Thank you.
In your last podcast, John from Tennessee wrote in to say that he was a little behind on his Crankcast listening because he had been listening to a World War I podcast. I assume he was referring to Dan Carlin's Hardcore History.
Woo!
Which kicks historical ass.
The best.
I just finished listening to it myself, as well as reading Peter Hart's The Great War, which is also incredible. I've also been interested in World War I because my grandfather fought in it. He was a private in the German Imperial Army and was taken prisoner by the French toward the end of the war. My interest in war... Well, my interest in the war...
War!
It's a big differentiation. Has now my interest in war. My interest in the war has now approached obsession since I started playing Battlefield 1 on PS4. I highly recommend it. I usually don't play games in multiplayer. I don't like rude bastards, but the maps simulating great battles of the war fascinate me, and I don't usually use a mic anyway. Sorry to hijack the topic. I look forward to Crankcast going on for a long, long time to come, at least until Crank is sick of it, as I know Mike has been sick of it for years.
He does know you.
Sincerely, the hearse driver from Long Beach, California.
What?
P.S., any chance of getting Marshall on again? He was on about 9 years ago, and he was so funny, I was in tears. Really?
Marshall, what?
He's lovely.
I'm trying to think of the last time Marshall was on.
I'm trying to think of the last time Marshall said something that would make me laugh so hard I'd cry.
Well, you know, humor's relative.
It's true.
I'm thinking maybe the last time Marshall was on was like 2015 or something like that.
Maybe. Anybody here played Battlefield 1?
I thought Jim did, maybe.
Oh, Jim did. Jim was also in World War
I. I thought it looked interesting. I just
didn't know why. I like the idea of riding horses. Oh, John from Tennessee writes.
Hey, I can get a Google Pixel for $22.88 a month for 2 years.
Frank is not paying attention.
Is this on eBay?
No, it's from Google.
Okay.
Go ahead. Sorry. Who writes?
John from Tennessee. So first off, an explanation. A couple of episodes back, a comment was made about only three people are listening. In a eureka moment, I realized that I had the perfect witty reply that must be heard for. Now, in hindsight, I realized that the time between the original comment and my near-perfect response was less than ideal, but there it is.
What was the comment?
If you listen to the show, you know that we forget the last week.
Mm-hmm. But wait, I missed the witty reply.
Witty reply was he was the fourth listener.
Fourth listener.
Oh, okay.
So does this mean that every listener wrote an email in this week?
I don't know.
Maybe. There's four emails.
There's more than four.
Oh my gosh.
Thanks again for encouraging words for Callie. She laughed at the she's 54 comment.
Oh, that's the person.
Kaylee. Yeah, Kaylee is 11 and in the fifth grade. Cool. Don't worry about Unky Mike dropping the F-bomb, by the way. I already listened to that section before she did. So no harm, no foul. Did I say the bad word?
Yeah, you did when you were talking about Eric, and I called you out on it.
No.
And I think I called you Unky Mike.
Oh, right. Okay. Sorry. Mike, is it... Usually it's Tim that curses in inappropriate places.
Is the Greencast an inappropriate place to curse?
No, it's not.
When you're reviewing the art of a child who sent in art,
I would never do that.
Well, I'd never say never. I mean,
Mike, it is true that we have met, but it's been a few years. It was at one of the Superman celebrations in Metropolis, Illinois. You drew a Green Lantern sketch for me, and yes, I asked for Green Lantern sketch at a Superman celebration in Metropolis, of all places. Hopefully, Kaylee and I will be able to make it to Dyersburg this weekend and say hi and get a sketch.
Oh, nice.
Well, come on down to Dyersburg.
Come on down. Hey.
Mike will say some great other words for you. Yeah.
He knows more than fuck.
I do.
Crank.
What?
The small child is probably listening to this segment because it's also about her.
Oh.
The good thing about Dyersburg is... You should go to the comic show because there's nothing else to do in Dyersburg.
It's the event.
Mm-hmm. So this concludes the longest email ever. Smallville forever.
Woo!
John from Tennessee.
Everyone likes that Smallville.
Mm-hmm. Henrik from Denmark writes.
Hi, Henrik.
Hi, Crank and other fine folks. I went to the Hoon 2 concert. As I showed on Twitter, it took place in a small church, and there were about 300 people there, so it made for a very intimate experience. The concert was really cool, and I would definitely go again, but I also realized that throat singing is definitely an acquired taste.
Is there context for this? Because this sounds...
Yeah.
and I know there's some sort of joke about tasting throats, but... Yeah.
He said he was going to some Nepalese monk's throat... singing concert, and I thought he was joking. And then he put video of it on Twitter.
Yeah. Actually, because I found it kind of neat.
Sure. You have been talking about doing a Last Dragon podcast minute, but I have an even better suggestion. The Crankcast minute, starting from episode one, you go through all the episodes 1 minute at a time.
Oh,
okay, maybe that was not the best idea ever. That is all for this week, Henrik from Denver. Henrik does not like us.
What do you mean?
Why would he make us do that?
Oh, no, he was kidding. Don't worry, Mike. Although, one of these days, I do wish I had the stamina to go through and listen to the old shows, because I put together like a compilation of clips.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you know, Crankcast Greatest Hits kind of thing.
You did that one time for Adam Curry's podcast.
Oh, wait, no, I did that for us, because we, remember we
We had that lying around?
Well, we had that on a CD for a while, that 1 year. First year of New York Comic Con, I think.
Oh, right, he made a promo CD, I forgot about that.
Yeah, it had, like, clips from the first year and a half or 2 years or something like that.
Did you put it on my table? Did we have it on your table at a convention?
I think I gave it to you to take. I made a bunch of copies and gave it to you to take with you or something to put on the table.
I feel like it was on my table for, like, once.
I think it was the first New York Comic Con show. I seem to remember giving them to you for that show.
Hmm.
So, maybe.
Yeah, that was a long time ago.
Fuck yeah. That was a lot of work. And that was only like a year and a half for the episodes to go through. You know? I had a lot of Marshall on it, though. I remember.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Hey, Crank, Mike, Sean, Tim, Ryan, and anyone else. I started reading Curse Words with Comixology this week. It's pretty good. This may be a Tim Ryan question. Do creators get more money if we buy through Image's digital site versus Comixology?
No.
I buy most of my Image books digitally, and it makes a if it makes a difference, I want to buy where you can make the most cash. I didn't know Image still had its own site.
The DRM free one?
Yeah. Oh, right. Yeah.
I mean, it's very nice to consider. I think, actually, in the end, I think it's probably the same.
Right.
It probably helps us more, I guess, to buy off Comixology, because then we have the chance of getting in the best-selling list, which is a good promo thing.
Keep up the good work, Matt Whitaker.
Thank you, Matt.
Thanks, Matt.
That's all the email.
Hey, that was a lot of email. That made up for weeks that we didn't have any.
That's true.
Hell yeah. So, okay, well. This was a good week. We covered a lot of ground, I guess.
Yes.
Anyway, all right then. I guess that's a, you know. Oh wait, what's in stores this week? I forgot. It's Thursday. Anybody got anything?
There's a lot of curse words, I think. Ryan has stepped out, but I think there's a bunch of curse word stuff.
Did we? I can't remember if we mentioned what was in stores last week or not.
I don't either.
And I don't know if anybody had anything in stores last week or not. I can't remember.
I think I had a Green Lantern last week.
Green Lantern.
Green Lantern.
Is that place to be?
Oh, that's the thing. Oh, that Dusty's Trail or the Wackiest Wagon Train in the West. The girl playing the ginger. Yeah, the girl playing the ginger part was one of the first daughters on Petticoat Junction. Which I got to from him singing Green Acres. Because they were, you know, sister shows or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
You really, really don't care, do you?
Mm-hmm.
Not at all? No?
Mm-hmm.
No? Not at all? All right. So DC... Going through DC, sorry. Oh, Dan Leister, who, you know, you might remember from his run on Hackslash a long time ago. Is it Leister or Leister?
Leister.
Lester? Whatever. Anyway, he does a book called Lord of Gore that's being put out by Devil's Due, the current incarnation of Devil's Due. And, issue 4 of that's in stores this week. And First Comics actually has an issue of a book called Malefic that I learned.
Malefic.
And that's also in stores this week. Oh, I didn't mention I lettered Lord of Gore, did I? Because I did. I lettered that. Yeah. Just thought you'd like to know. Dynamite's got Barbarella number 4 in stores this week, which I also lettered. That's pretty cool, right? Yeah. No.
Is it a good comic?
What, Barbarella?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's not bad. Issue 4 is a fill-in artist. Not a fill-in artist. They did a break story, kind of, I guess, to make sure that the main story artist stays on time or something. So it's a... yeah. So, I mean, 4 is not really representative of the series so far as a whole, because the art's markedly different. But, yeah, it's good. I like the art on the main story. The art on issue 4 was good, too. It's just not what's normal. You know? And it's that weird, wacky, you know, sort of sexy kind of Barbarella stuff.
Weird, wacky, and sexy.
Like, you know what I'm saying, right? You know, Barbarella. Hey.
Like me. Weird, wacky, and sexy, like me.
Yes, weird, wacky, and sexy. So, But yeah, it's pretty good. I like it. I get the letter. It's sort of like Euro style with the rectangle balloons and stuff. I think that's
cool.
Like, I thought that was good because I don't know if the artist actually is Euro or not, but his art sort of, his art reminded me of the old Barbarella comics, which is probably
are you Euro? Games.
Well, you know what I'm saying.
You have to answer me.
What? That makes no sense. So yeah. Anyway, all right then. I guess that's it for this week. You can reach us at crankcast.com, crankcast@gmail.com. Mike's website is ihatemike.com. You can read Battlepug at battlepug.com. I never really mentioned Caden's comic art anymore. He's still selling stuff for you guys, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. You can find hard copy art at cadencecomicart.com.
Hard copy.
You can find Sean at thankyouforflying.com. You can find Tim at timseelyart.blogspot.com.
I think it's just Tim Seeley comic. Like timseeley.com, isn't it?
No.
Oh.
Or timseeleycreative.com or something. I can't remember. I have to fix my website shit someday.
I'm going to look that up there, that timseeleycreative.com thing, or see what that is. Oh, there's definitely a website there, yes. timseeleycreative.com.
Did it work?
It came up. When was the last time you updated it?
Oh, man. 6 months ago?
Okay. Well, it did come up. There's art on there that I can click on.
Okay, cool. Good.
Like comic book cover illustration and publication art and other illustration.
Okay, cool. All right. Well, thank you. Thanks for looking
up. Other illustration's my favorite. And creative consultation. It looks like there's a sandwich there. I don't. What's going on?
Did you make a sandwich for somebody?
No, I work for that chocolate company.
Sandwiches.
Chocolate sandwiches.
Chocolate sandwiches.
So, and you can find Ryan at GodHatesAstronauts.com, which I started working on lettering some new God Hates Astronauts last night. That was pretty fun.
Was it?
Well, I was watching Quigley Down Under while I did it, so, you know.
Get Quigley!
How many times have you seen Quigley Down Under?
A bunch.
Yeah, I know.
But it's been a while since I watched it.
Have an idea how many times?
Let's see.
Because I feel like you used to talk about Quigley Down Under a lot.
I had it on VHS. And I've had it on DVD. And I've watched it streaming a bunch of times. No, I can't give you an accurate count of actually how many times I've seen it, but it's been a bunch. Not as many times as Hackers. I've probably seen Raiders of the Lost Ark more than I've seen Quigley Down Under, if that helps.
I guess it does.
And, but I've seen Hackers more than I've seen Raiders of the Lost Ark. I'm just giving you scales here. Scales. You know what I'm saying? You dig where I'm coming from, Daddy-O?
Yeah, unfortunately.
Right on, right on. So, oh, yeah, so it was Uncharted. That was the game I was thinking of, by the way. When I was trying to remember the Indiana Jones video games, like, or whatever, you know.
Why were you asking about, why were you trying to remember them?
I was watching Indiana Jones movies, and I thought, hey, I'd like to play a game that was like an Indiana Jones movie. And I was trying to remember what the name of those were, because when I've seen them, they looked like Indiana Jones things. But I've never played them before. So.
They're fun.
People seem to like them a lot.
I like them a lot. I don't know people.
I remember there was a video clip that went around a couple of years ago that showed Harrison Ford playing it for a while.
Really?
Yeah, and he looked all like, whoa, hey, you know, like, pretty excited about it when he was playing. And I guess it was a promo for whatever, you know, version or edition of the game was coming out then.
Raiders is one of the few movies he's in that he doesn't hate.
Oh, is it really? He hates. That's another, I mean, we've talked about it before. But
he likes any of the Star Wars stuff.
Oh.
Or anything else. He doesn't seem to be a happy guy in general.
He didn't like the Patriot game?
Didn't like the Patriot game. I don't know. Maybe he did.
Huh. Go figure that one. Or he didn't like physical graffiti? American graffiti?
Physical graffiti? What did he play on physical graffiti?
Kazoo. They cut it,
though.
He played
the kazoo?
Yeah, but they cut it.
That's why
he just got high with them.
Yeah, he just got high with them.
Yeah. Harrison Ford out there partying with Page and Plant and Bonham. He was there when Bonham choked, you know.
Oh, was he?
Yeah. But, he was passed out drunk, too, so. It was a sad day.
It was a sad day. That's a very sad story you just told.
It's also not true. Oh. I mean, John Bonham really did die. That's true.
Yeah. Oh, I know that.
Yeah. Drummers never let you forget. Man, Rush broke up, dude.
They broke up a while ago. I know you say they haven't.
I mean, I know effectively they broke up a while ago, but to have it confirmed kind of hurts. You know, 40 years of my life they've been around now.
Hey, Josh.
Hey, what?
Rush broke up.
What's that?
Rush broke up.
Why would they do that?
See, he didn't know either.
Like, just now?
No,
they've been broke up.
Oh, well, that, yeah.
Crane just seems to think that they didn't confirm it with him.
No, they didn't.
I didn't know it was, like, official or anything, but...
Right, exactly.
It had been official.
No, it wasn't.
It was.
It was not official. It wasn't official.
But they just performed on Colbert, like, 4 or 5 years ago.
Yeah, they...
It was in...
What? Has Mike got steam coming out of his ears yet?
Yeah. I mean, that lady who's their lead singer has got to be getting up there. She can't keep going forever.
Oh, that was a low blow.
It's true. But anyway, all right then. I guess we're done.
What's her... Geddy Lee, whatever her last name is.
Yeah. Geddy Lee Merriweather. all right. See y'all next week. Bye.
Maybe.
Bye.
Bye.